Doug.
You looking for me or these guys?
Well, I was going to ask you because Karen Graf said that you might be working to repeal the OEI or make some sort of significant changes to it because she feels like it's unconstitutional. I talked to Justin Keating. He feels like it's unconstitutional. Do you feel like OEI is unconstitutional?
I think there are very clear constitutional questions with OEI, with how it sets up school divisions, with its relationship with the Board of Education, and its taking of local funds and repurposing them. That said, I absolutely intend to look at either changes or repeal of the OEI in the next legislative session, with the goal of creating a system that focuses on struggling schools, but does it in a way that I think makes local governments more of a partner as opposed to confrontational the way the current system is.
So what would that be like? I mean, right now the OEI seizes control of the local schools. What kind of tweak that you would be acceptable to make that more collaborative, essentially?
A number of members of our school board just mentioned how much they appreciate the relationship of the Board of Education and the Department of Education collaborating on the TC turnaround. I would like to look at a system that gives the Board of Ed some additional tools to take that collaboration a step further. You know, perhaps if there is a school district that is perpetually underperforming, the Board of Ed can have some ability to look at school leadership issues, training issues. They can have more power to kind of require certain types of interventions. But I think it needs to be part of the continuum of what the Board of Ed does working with a local school district on a day-to-day basis. That's the entity that currently works with schools on turnarounds. I think giving them some more tools to take turnarounds even further is a better approach than creating a completely new bureaucracy to look at struggling schools.
You said that you felt like OEI is unconstitutional, right?
I think there are constitutional questions. I'm not a lawyer, so...
Should the school board and the city file a lawsuit challenging the constitutionality of this law?
That's up to them. That's not in my court.
Well, actually, you're in a better position to answer the question because you wouldn't be in direct litigation.
I would say I think our focus in Alexandria has to be on helping our schools that are struggling. And I don't want to do things that will take our attention off of that.
That's an argument against a lawsuit.
It is an argument to spend our time right now focusing on how we help the schools that are struggling in the city.
You feel like a lawsuit would be a mistake because it would be a distraction.
I think we should focus on helping the schools that are struggling right now and wait and see what the General Assembly does next session.
Which could possibly be repeal or change it in a way that the local government would be more of a player as opposed to something that's shut out.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Okay, cool. Good to see you again.